Welcome to the Love Her Wild podcast. I'm your host, Brooke Carver, and I'm here to talk to you about all things spiritual, manifestation, happily ever after, and creating a life that you love, because I promise you can. Happy Monday, everybody. Today, I'm going to talk to you about one of my cornerstones of belief system, success, this business, this podcast, and that is the Triple Alignment Manifestation Technique. It is something that I have created over years and years of practice and trial and error and realizing that healing on its own is not as strong as healing while manifesting in alignment. Manifesting on its own is not as successful as done with healing and being in alignment. Getting yourself to the point where you are juggling these three pillars, that is where all of the success lies. Now, don't worry, it is not as confusing as it sounds, but I want to talk to you a little bit about it because this is something that we dive in deep in Women's Club, in Soulmate Roadmap, in our one-on-one sessions. The idea that I've already done my healing. I'm done. I just need you to teach me how to manifest. Or all I need to do is heal. I'm broken. I can't even think about manifesting right now. Those are equally flawed thought processes, right? Now, I talk to you all the time about how when I started my healing journey, I did not date. I focused solely on my healing. And while that is absolutely true, I was manifesting the whole time. I was practicing getting myself into alignment, raising my vibration, healing, and manifesting all at the same time. Now, what you have to understand is that all of them, in a perfect world, right, you're going to have a 30-30-30 type of situation. Sometimes, though, it's going to be 80% focus needs to be on healing, and then 10% manifesting, 10% vibration. Sometimes you're going to be in a really good place with your healing, and manifesting gets to be 80% of your focus. What you have to remember is that these three things have to make up 100%. If any of them falls down to zero, that's when things get fishy. That's when things fall out of alignment. That's when the scale all of a sudden is off kilter. So if you think about an old school scale, now on an old school scale, I know it's just two sides. So let's pretend for one moment that there's this magical scale that has three sides. It's triangular. And what you need to do is make sure that they are all in balance. Sometimes though, like I said before, you're going to be focusing a little bit more on one of the areas. And that's okay. You just have to know that that attention comes from one area and goes to another. At any given point, all three pillars hit 100% combined. Does that make sense? So inside of our current round of Women's Club, we had our fifth call yesterday, and one of the women DM'd me after the call, and she was like, listen, I came into this thinking I was done healing. I've been in therapy for years. I am so aware. I've been doing all the work. And I thought that I was going to get to skip over healing week. And let me tell you what, I'm in week 5 and I'm just now finishing up healing. I am just now finishing up the prompts in the journal from healing week and being able to move forward. However, huge manifestations have come to fruition in these 5 short weeks. When she joined us, her and her husband were on the brink of bankruptcy. They were having the hard conversation of whether or not to sell their home, whether or not they were going to lose their home. And not only do they have a toddler at home, but she is halfway through a pregnancy. Her husband was searching for a job unsuccessfully because we all know that the job market right now is a little rough. And so when she came in, she was solely focused on manifesting her career and making sure that her husband found something he loved. She was stressed about how she was going to take maternity leave, stressed about healthcare because her husband without a job means that she doesn't have healthcare. And in 5 weeks of being in the energy of like-minded women, of learning to cast manifestation vision while also healing, while also learning to cut cords, which effortlessly raises your vibration. They have $10,000 in savings as of right now. 5 weeks ago, they were on the brink of bankruptcy. They could not pay their mortgage. And now their bills are paid and they have $10,000 in savings, enough for her to take a maternity leave. Her husband got a job. Now, I need to take a side note on this and show you the benefit of moving in the direction and not staying stagnant. You see, in the beginning of Women's Club, her husband had no job and kept going in for interview after interview to no avail. And he took a job at Walmart, a job that he is way overqualified for. And yet, in order to save his family, in order to keep moving forward, he took the job and then continued applying for his dream jobs. This is the perfect example of not staying stagnant, of not asking for something and just sitting there and waiting for it to come. He continued moving down the path. He understood that he needed to be making money in the now while also trusting that something big was going to come for him. And in this case, it took 5 weeks. He's starting a new 9-to-5 job with hours he wanted, the pay that he wanted, and he gets to walk away from his temporary position at Walmart. This amount of transformation in 5 weeks is fucking crazy. And it's beautiful. And it's a testament to how important it is to be doing all of the things. Now, when I say that, don't let that overwhelm you. Don't let that think like, oh my God, I have to be doing all the things all the time. How am I going to do it? But in the beginning of a healing or spiritual journey, people often think, okay, I'm going to get to a certain place and then I'm going to have arrived. I hear oftentimes clients coming to me and saying, I'm healed. I've done the healing work. I'm healed. And true high vibe spiritual women, true, if you want to call it enlightenment, gag, but you know what I'm saying, comes from a place where you transcend the I've arrived mentality and arrive at the place where you know you are always in motion. You are always learning. There will always be a lesson to be learned. That's what our journey here on earth is for. Sometimes we're riding in alignment and everything goes our way. And sometimes hard shit happens. And when you've done the work and you're continuing to do the work, you can see those lessons for what they are in real time. You don't let one hard life lesson stop you completely. You understand that you can be in a hard season and that storm is going to run out of water. And you can say, okay, this is hard right now, but what am I focusing on? Where am I going? What is my manifestation? How can I heal through this, learn through this, cut the cords I have tied to this so that I can transcend this? I can leave this behind and keep rising. So the key here is to not think of any of these journeys as something to be completed. It's something that you master over time. It gets easier. It's a new habit. It's a new way of living. You don't ever get to stop brushing your teeth because your teeth are in good health. It's maintenance. It's caretaking. It's self-love for the soul, if you will. And so if you are in a place where you're thinking, Brooke, I don't need your Woo Women's Club, okay? I've done my healing work. I've done all this stuff. I don't need your journal, all right? I just need you to tell me how to manifest, and I'm going to do it. I challenge you to reflect on the manifestation techniques you've been using. How much success are you having in ignoring the two other pieces of the puzzle? If it's working for you, hell yeah. And if you get to a point where you feel a little stuck, circle back around to this podcast episode. Because sometimes, like I said, maybe your healing's down to a 5%. You only have to give that 5% focus. You've done so much work. You're in a high vibrational place. You're in an easy season of life. Good for you, fucking sprint girl. Sprint to those dreams. But if you find yourself in a storm, or you find yourself at a seemingly never-ending red light, you feel like you've done your healing work, you've done your manifesting, you're just stuck. You're stuck in one place. Oftentimes, it's just a matter of cutting the cords. That's the rising part of the three pillars. So while I've used this analogy before, I want you to picture a balloon. A bright, shiny red balloon. That balloon, its nature is to rise. What it does is rise. The only thing that prevents it from rising indefinitely is if its little string is tied to something that's holding it down. So if you are the balloon, you want to imagine that your balloon has strings of all different lengths tied to it, right? Now, the shortest string that's tied to something is what's currently holding you at this vibration. So you have, let's say, a 20-foot string that's all lack, right? It's got a lot of slack in it, and it's tied to something we can't see, and a 10-foot string, and a 5-foot string, and a 1-foot string, and a 10-inch string. Now, the 10-inch string, it's taut. It's holding you 10 inches off the ground. You're on the base level of vibration. Now, you can do all of the manifesting work you want, but unless you cut that string, your balloon's going to keep rising and going nowhere because it's tied by the string, right? So you think, easy, Brooke, okay, cut the cord. Exactly. The healing work and your experience in doing this allows you to go, okay, what is that string? What is the 10-inch string holding me down to this low vibration? Where did it start? Where is it tied? That's where it starts, right? So to give you an example, if you're like, Brooke, you are way over my head. What the hell are you talking about? I realized in the beginning of my healing journey, after leaving my abusive ex, that I had this deep-seated false belief that my actions dictated my worth to a partner. Now, having the awareness of that is one thing, but being able to find the root cause, the original knot that tied the string to that vibration, that's the key. So I had to work my way backwards. Okay, I felt this way in my previous relationship. Did I feel this way before that? Yes, I did. Did I feel this way before that? Yes, I did. And I was able to source it all the way back to high school friendships, female high school friendships. Toxic friendship. And I had to go back to that block, to that knot in my string, and carefully untie it. The minute I was able to cut and release, untie that knot of that 10-inch string, all of a sudden, my balloon, it skyrocketed until it hit tension with the next string, right? So I cut the 10-inch string. My 2-foot string that had a bunch of slack in it, well, my balloon was able to rise up until, bink, it got caught by that 2-foot string. And I thought, oh man, what the heck? I just let this cord go. What's holding me back now? Back to your healing, back to your journaling, back to your meditating. And you think, oh, there it is. There's the block. There's the string. And you cut it. And you release it, and boom, you're rising again. Boom, your balloon is rising to meet your manifestations where they already vibrate. One of the most transformative things I learned in the beginning of my healing journey is the universe, it's neutral. You ask, it says yes, and it places the thing you asked for at the vibration in which it survives. It is up to you to meet that thing at its vibration. So if you're asking for a soulmate partner, soulmate healthy partnership is high vibe, baby doll. So when I was saying to the universe, I want my soulmate, they said, bet. And they put Jonathan at my highest vibration, or at a high vibration. We're always rising, right? And it was up to me to heal and to move and to rise until I met him there, until he crossed my path. It was only a matter of time, a matter of untying enough strings where my balloon rose high enough to, oh, there he is. That balloon peaked above the clouds and boom, he was there all along. But so many people stop their healing process at the, oh, I see the string. The way that I was treated as a child growing up is why I act this way in relationships. Okay, you're aware of the string, but awareness doesn't allow you to rise. You have to untie the string. You have to cut it. Because sometimes those knots, they're tight. You know, the more you pull on a knot, the tighter it gets. Sometimes you can't unravel those by yourself and you just have to cut it. And that's okay. But understanding that the ebb and flow and constant synergy of recognizing a block, figuring out where it came from, cutting the cord, that allows you to rise. That rise in vibration allows your manifestation to meet you where you're at, and so on and so on and up and up and up. It's a never-ending dance. That's what you want to do, is you want to get in the flow of the dance. And when you're in that synergy, when you're flowing, you can feel it. And sometimes a string comes out of nowhere and bing, it stops you where you're at, and fuck, you're like, all right, well, shit, I'm out of flow now. What do I need to do? That's all right. It happens to the best of us. It's happened. I've had a string filled winter, my friends. But the beauty of that is that I have the awareness to be able to say, okay, first of all storms run out of water. Second of all, what is this teaching me? What do I need to learn in order to transcend this lesson, to not have to redo this again? And what cords do I need to cut in order to rise? It's not a victimhood. It's not, why is this happening to me? It's not, nothing ever works in my favor. It's, what do I need to learn from this? How do I cut the cord? And you can physically feel the cords breaking and yourself rising and things flooding towards you. My husband and I recently just had one final cord break, and it was like I could feel it. And I told him, the stick in the dam broke, baby. We're back in flow. The water's flowing, and it has been flowing ever since. Things that we have been striving to and struggling towards all of a sudden coming effortlessly. So if you feel yourself getting stuck, or you feel yourself focusing only on your healing, that can be an endless energy loop if you're not careful, right? You have to have all three, dancing in synergy with all three: healing, vibration rising, manifesting, right? The rising and vibration is you moving towards the thing. It's you effortlessly rising while you are moving towards the goal. The minute you stand still, the minute you stay stagnant, you're stuck. The minute you can't recognize the strings that are holding you back, stuck. You can manifest all you want, and the universe can keep saying yes, 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 yes. And all of your yeses are just waiting at the vibration you need to reach. They're there. The yes has already been given. It's already yours. So if you feel like you are struggling in this area, or maybe you're like, you know what, Brooke? I call bullshit on all that. I am healed. I just want you to tell me how to manifest some shit, okay? Either way, if any of those three areas feel sticky to you, I invite you to DM me today. Ask me about Woo Women's Club. The next round kicks off April 1st. I might push it back 1 week, depending on when the new journals come, because Woo Woman's has a whole new facelift, guys. It is 8 weeks long now instead of six. We're getting a new journal. We're getting some new modules. Things are shifting. And it's epic in there. But if one of the Woo Women can go from bankruptcy to $10,000 in savings in a new job in 5 weeks, I think the program speaks for itself. So if you're feeling stuck, you need a little boost, you need a little help, DM me. It's always me behind the phone, no one else. except when you use ManyChat automations, and those only last a second. I use them to send you links because it's hard getting to hundreds of DMs just to send a link. But if you ask me questions, it's me. I'm there, and I'm happy to help you. That's why I started this, and it's why I continue to show up every Monday. Because I want you to get there so much faster than I did. See you guys next week. Thanks for tuning in to today's episode of the Love Her Wild podcast. If today resonated with you in any way, shoot me a comment and tell me how you feel. I'd love to help if I can. And if you think that this would resonate with any of your friends, share away, because I'm trying to reach as many of you as I possibly can. Go make your life great.